This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. 2014 has been a good year for Wisconsin-made music. The Baraboo band Fox and, of course, Milwaukee's Field Report have been getting a lot of international attention as they tour behind critically acclaimed albums and national TV appearances.
And there's a lot of homegrown music to go around. Here to share some of his favorite songs by Wisconsin artists this year is Scott Gordon, editor of ToneMadison.com. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's kick it off here with an R&B track. Tell us about the Madison native known as Mr. Jackson.
So this is probably one of the younger and lesser known people we're gonna talk about. But this is a guy named Ethan Jackson, and he just released an album called The Golden Hour Groove Session, and he sings, he plays a lot of synth stuff, and he creates these beats. And the idea of the album is that he wants people to use it to accompany the golden hours in their lives, whether that's some big event or just kind of having a nice day. And he has this really kind of funky and kind of eccentric R&B, and it has this very sincere, effusive feel to it all throughout, even though it's a little bit off the wall. And it's also worth mentioning he's collaborated with a filmmaker here in Madison on a couple of music videos that are really insane and really interesting.
Right, so if we're having an especially great day, we might want to listen to this track. It's called Mr. L.
Miss L.
Ms.
Sorry.
L.
Now, Miss L, you know you can be real.
Okay, nice mellow groove there. I can see that being a bit of a golden hour song. Does the whole album kind of have that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely varied, and he does a lot of different, you know, really interesting things with the kinds of rhythms he uses and the kinds of synth textures he uses. But there's definitely a pretty a common reference point throughout it of R&B and kind of good, strong pop melodies.
Yeah, it felt like a real 70s soul groove going there, and it was really fun. Next artist we're going to talk about goes by the moniker of Death Blues, which is kind of scarier looking than the music, really, or scarier sounding than the music is. But he was also a featured artist on NPR over the summer. Tell us about him.
So Death Blues is a project started by John Mueller, who is a drummer and a longtime experimental musician from Milwaukee. He's been in some really great bands. There was Pele and Collections of Colonies of Bees. And Death Blues is a project that he started to kind of explore this idea of being more present in the moment because life is finite. And it has a bunch of components beyond just the music, and he actually released two different Death Blues albums this year. One was called Nonfiction, and the one we're mostly focusing on here is called Ensemble. And it's probably one of the more accessible things that he's done in his solo career. He worked with a multi-instrumentalist named William Ryan Fritsch, and they created this very sort of big, sort of unabashedly emotional album. There's a lot of hammered acoustic guitars, which is an interesting sound, and woodwinds and strings. A lot of his solo stuff has involved this very demanding solo percussion stuff. Where he'll play for, seeing him live is incredible when he does a solo show. He'll play for a half hour, 45 minutes at a stretch of this really demanding drum stuff with some other things that he adds in. So it's really quite an experience. But it's interesting to hear something from him that's more maximal and orchestrated.
All right, let's give it a listen. This is Death Blues, and the song is called Reentry. You know, I listened to almost this entire album, and if you listen to it in its entirety, it almost has a soundtracky feel to it.
Yeah, it's definitely a big, epic instrumental album, and it's like I was saying, it's kind of not afraid to go for those big emotions, but mm-hmm. It's still really complex and nuanced, and really it just really keeps kind of growing with you on repeat listens.
So what kind of ties does Death Blues have with Wisconsin still? I know all these artists are Wisconsin artists, but how much do they actually play and perform here?
Quite a lot. I've seen John Mueller play shows here in Madison many times, and he's been in Milwaukee for a long time. I'm not sure if he's from there, but he's been making music there for ages. And he's also part of Volcano Choir, which is a band with Justin Vernon and some other musicians from Madison and Milwaukee. He just brings and ties together this more experimental, explorative aspect of the music here, which I think is often overlooked, but also really great.
Yeah, a real soundscape in that one. It's fun to listen to all the different textures going on. Well, we've got our next one next. It's a band called Trin Tran. And what do we know about Trin Tran?
So Trin Tran is a guy from Madison named Steve Coombs. And for a lot of years, he's done this project as basically a one-man band where he'll be playing all the drums and synths and guitar and doing all the vocals by himself. Lately, he's kind of built out more of a full band lineup. And this year, he released an EP called Far Reaches. And it's actually on a really great label from the Bay Area called Castle Face Records. And it's very much kind of in line with the sound that he's had over the years, where it's a very kind of twitchy post-punk, but also has a great sense of melody and a bunch of, you know, fun little synth phrases going on. He actually writes really catchy songs. They're just delivered in kind of a weird way.
In fact, the comment I had, I listened to him a bit too. He's got hooks all over the place in all these songs.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It kind of, a lot of his stuff will throw you for a loop, because it'll come in and you'll hear this kind of staccato rhythm and these sort of crazy, like, mm-hmm. demented sounding vocals that Steve has, and then he'll throw in this great, like, almost like Kraftwerk sounding or something synth hook that's just really, it's just really nice and euphoric. So there's definitely these kind of contrasting feelings going on in that music.
Well, let's check out one of Trin Tran's songs. This is Hearts Are Serious.
And his heart's so serious, and the cans and grunts and cuts, race the string and strut. As it comes, I'm getting old, like the pants and roam the walls.
Oh,
Gene
boy.
Purcell rocking out in his mellow way to Trin Tran.
Well,
I see you like this one.
I'm hearing Kraftwerk. I'm hearing Talking Heads. I'm hearing Men Without Hats. Mm-hmm. If you go back that far, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Devo, I think Devo.
Yeah,
oh,
Devo's
yeah.
definitely
yeah, yeah.
absolutely. So, what kind of variety is on this album? Because this one's got a lot packed into one song. What's the rest of it like?
Yeah, and the EP is just six songs, but there's a little more variety. There's the song. There's a song called Your World. That's a lot more somber and pretty and sparse. And some of them are some of the songs are a bit more harsh sounding than the one we just heard. I think the song Far Reaches and the opening track Fashion Has Happened to Fashion, there those are a little more rhythmic and abrasive, but even then you still get these keyboard hooks thrown in that just make it really fun.
So even though it had all those older bands we were referencing, Men at Work and Devo and Kraftwerk, is this something the youth are still listening to? Is it
sure,
new
yeah.
again?
I mean, when I go see Trin Tran play at shows in Madison, there are lots of younger people there. He actually has a teenage son who plays in his band, and I mean, he's probably in his 30s or 40s, but there are a lot of younger people who appreciate what he's doing. Actually, there's a musician from the Bay Area named Ty Segall who put out a collection of his old CDRs, and Ty Segall is probably like 25 or 26. He's kind of like this whiz kid, so it definitely crosses a cut. Cuts across generations here, and that's something that's kind of nice about being in a smaller community.
Right, exactly. And you like that one, Gene, so we'll see you grooving out at one of these one of these days.
I like it very much. You never know where you're going to find me.
It's true. We're going to go on to another one, and this one is a song called Wheel by a Madison band called Building on Buildings. And this is a couple of women who have a very collaborative process as they work together. Tell us about these guys.
Right, so the band started with two musicians from Madison, Connie Ward and Aaron Fuller, who both play guitar and sing in the band, and over time it sort of developed into more of a cohesive five-piece band, and that's what you hear on the album that they put out this year, and it's just a self-titled album, and so you get a lot of this kind of warm guitar-driven music, but there's also little hints of electronic stuff thrown in there. They have a really good drummer who's been played all kinds of different music. And so you hear a lot of variety on this album. And, there's a lot of sort of mild mannered indie rock out there right now. And it's a very fashionable thing, but I think they find a lot of depth to it. And you can it's very much music that is sort of about, being in your 30s and dealing with a lot of adult things. So it's accessible and not necessarily like threatening or anything, but you hear this sort of this hard bitten side to it, and sort of there's a lot of kind of weariness under it that I think comes through really vividly.
Okay, well, here's a bit of Wheel. bit of wheel there. Yeah, that's a nice sound, and you can see that it would be something you could hear, you know, if you were in a mellow mood walking down the street on a rainy day. And lots of different people would be appealed, would see the appeal to music like that, I think. How are they doing in terms of catching on?
They seem to be doing pretty well locally. You know, they've gotten to play some cool shows. Actually, just last night I saw them open for the Sea and Cake here in Madison, and the Sea and Cake are, you know, really popular and long-running beloved indie rock band. So that was really cool. And they actually had a show recently where they were on the same bill with Field Report. So and they have a couple of shows coming up elsewhere in Wisconsin, I believe. They have one listed. They're doing the Live and Local on WMSE on January 27th, and they're playing in Nina on January 30th. So it sounds like they'll maybe be getting, you know, playing some more shows out of town and stuff like that.
Well, we're kind of running out of time here, and we didn't get to some of the bands we wanted to get to. But before we let you go, I wanted to ask, you know, music kind of ebbs and flows in terms of quality. And how would you sum up 2014 in terms of Wisconsin music? Was it a good year, a great year, an average year? What?
Well, I think it's been a good year. And it certainly is a little different every year. And there's sort of this, I don't know, music here to me is sort of this big jumble with all these weird little pockets to it, and it's not necessarily a cohesive thing. I mean, you have you know, really successful, more accessible bands like Fox, but you also have, you know, these awesome metal bands coming out of Milwaukee like Protestant and Enabler, then and they do really well too. But of course, those are such different worlds. So I would say it's been probably good and above average. I mean, just doing a list of Madison albums, I had a hard time narrowing it down to 20 things that I thought were really, you know, important to put in that kind of top 20 list. So by that measure, I think it's definitely been an above average year, and it's always diverse. It's always surprising.
Well, that's cool. We'll look ahead to 2015.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you coming by and sharing music with us.
Well, thank you.
We've been talking to Scott Gordon, editor of the music and arts blog, ToneMadison.com.